Accession number 29555, Mr. George Redhead, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Redhead?
Ingleton.
What was the date?
November 1916.
What was it? On what date?
15th of November.
Now, could you tell us a bit about your family background? You know, what your parents did for a living, what the background was like in Ingleton?
Oh, well, my father was a fellmonger.
What does that mean? A lot of them won't know.
No, there's not so many people know that. The deal in domestic sheepskins. You know, they buy them off the butchers or abattoirs. And then they pull the wool off them. Send the belts. Making shoes and wash leathers, and then the wool goes to the wool staplers, mostly to Bradford from here.
And was that a good living in those days, or hard work and not much money?
Well, it was hard work. It was a very wet job.
What do you mean?
Well, when the skins came from the butchers, they had to be put in water and stopped there for 2 or 3 days, and then dried, and then pulled the wool off.
Now, so how many were there in the family? There's you. Any brothers and sisters?
I had 5 brothers and 3 sisters.
So a big family.
Big family.
And what do you remember about your childhood? Your dad didn't go to the war then, or did he?
No, I didn't, no.
So what do you remember about your childhood in Ingleton? What was it like?
Well, I think we had a good life in Ingleton. It was a bit quiet, of course. It wasn't like a town. But
you enjoyed it?
Oh, I enjoyed it.
You're
yes.
a country lad then.
I'm a country lad.
You enjoy the country?
Yes.
Now, what about your education? Tell me about that.
Oh, I wasn't highly educated or anything like that.
So, which school did you go to?
Ingleton National School.
How'd you do there?
How did I do it?
How did you do? I mean, did you do well at school or
badly?
Oh,
no.
What did you like? What didn't you like?
I didn't like school much at all.
Why not?
Well, I was more in mechanical minded as a lad. And of course we were educated, but only slightly.
Now, so you were at school till you were 14, were you?
Till I was 14, yes.
So you'd leave about 1930, you'd finish, would it?
Yes, it would be around 1930s.
Now, what were you going to do for a living?
Well, my first job was at the pit, Ingleton Colliery.
Now, what were you doing there?
Well, same as all the young lads did, just leaving school. They went on to a place called the Screens. And the Screens was the coal and everything came on a conveyor belt and were picking the slag out, you know, that was no good.
How long did you do that for?
I would do it for probably 2 years until I was 16 or so. And then when I was 17, I went wagon driving.
Now tell me about that. What does wagon driving mean? Explain it for us.
We're driving a small lorry.
Oh, you left the colliery then?
Oh, yes, when I was about 16 or 17.
So 1932. So when did you learn to drive?
Well, unofficially, 1934. And then I passed my driving test in 1935. And I got a job up Chapley Dale as a chauffeur.
Oh, before you were a lorry driver then?
Yes. Mm.
So what did you do as a chauffeur? Well, obviously, but tell us about who were you chauffeuring?
Med calves of Weathercourt Chapley Dale.
And how did you enjoy the work?
Oh, yes. I stayed there until 1940. And I joined the army.
So you weren't a wagon, you weren't a lorry driver then, before?
Well, I did a little bit.
But not much. Then you were a chauffeur, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were a chauffeur from 32 to 1944. Now,
1940, yeah.
For the same family?
Yeah.
What were you driving?
Austin 16.
It's a big car, is it? Fairly big?
Yeah, well, it'd be the biggest car for them days, yeah. Oh, I've got a photograph it somewhere.
And what do you, how much driving would you do for them? I mean, did they need you every day, or...?
No, not every day, but... it'd be three or four times a week.
And that's just what, all you did? That was your job?
And I did a bit of gardening for them on the job.
Now, do you remember the outbreak of war, the day war broke out, as they say? What were you doing when the war broke out?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
What were you doing?
I was coming home, because I had Sundays off, chauffeuring, and I rode a motorbike to come from Chapley Dale to Wingleton, which was 4 miles. And I parked my motorbike up at a garage just on the top here, and I was walking down a place called Bellows Gate at 11 o'clock, and I heard Churchill say we were declaring
war.
You
mean Neville Chamberlain?
Neville Chamberlain, I know. they were declaring war on Germany. And I heard it over the wireless from the house as I was passing.
What did you think?
Oh, I thought we were going to join up and, have a good time.
But you thought that straight away, you wanted to join up. Did it worry you at all, or did you look forward to it?
Well, I looked forward to it, I think. Because
why?
I mean, you know... young lads, we didn't bother so much about anything, did we?
So, how did the war affect... I mean, you didn't go for a year. You didn't sign up for a while, 1940. How did the war affect your life in the phony war? You were still working as a chauffeur, weren't you, for about 6 months or so?
I was, yeah.
Did it affect you much?
No, I didn't. I don't think it did, really.
So tell me, how did you come to join up?
I was called up.
So you didn't volunteer?
No.
Why not? I mean, I can understand why not as well, but what made you decide not to volunteer but to wait till you were called up?
I don't know.
So what was the call-up procedure? What happened?
Well, I got my papers, calling up papers, and I went did my training at Brighton.
Now, do you remember when you got called up? 1940, do you remember when about in 1940?
Yes. 15th of June.
That's when you were called up?
That's when I was called up.
Now,
yes, that's right.
Now, where did you have to go? Who were you called up for? You were a driver, so were you called up for the Army Service Corps, the Royal Army Service Corps?
Yes.
Now, where did you have to go then?
Brighton.
And whereabouts at Brighton? Was it a Royal Army Service Corps unit, or what was it?
Well, we were billeted in a Salvation Army hut.
And which unit were you in? Was it which part of the Royal Army Service Corps?
Driving, driver.
But did it have a name, the unit?
You know,
like
no.
Something driving company or some. You don't remember?
No. No, I was just training then.
No, I meant, did you know what the unit was called?
No.
No, right. That's. So you were there from June. Now, what was your reception when you got there? I mean, that's a long old trip for you to go.
It was, yeah.
What do you remember about the trip down there and your first day, you know, how they treated you when you first got there?
I went down with we went down together on the train with a bloke from Clapham.
That's a nearby village, Twinkleton.
Yeah. We were a full day going down there. And then, of course, we were given our beds, you know, these here things, straw mattresses. And I think that's about all I remember about it.
Was there a lot of shouting and bawling, or how did they treat you?
Oh, of course they shout at you, don't they? But the threat is all right.
And what was your hut like?
Hut?
Yeah, that you were in a hut, you said.
Well, you can imagine what it was like. It was a Salvation Army. Salvation Army hut.
So not very comfortable.
No.
What about your food?
Oh, that was terrible.
Why was it terrible?
It wasn't cooked properly.
Was it what? Overcooked? What was wrong with it?
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't very nice. It tasted awful.
Now, what do you remember about your training at Brighton?
Oh, we loved that.
What training did you get? What were you doing?
Marching, saluting. And
how did you take to drill? That's the first time you'd done it, wasn't it? What did you think of drill?
I think it was good.
Why? What was good about it?
Well, the discipline. We thought that was good. You know, and you felt as though you were doing something good, you know.
Did you have any trouble with it? You know, left arm, right arm?
No. There were two or three had, but I hadn't, no.
And what other training did you get? So lots of drill.
Lots of drill, yeah.
Anything else? PT?
We didn't get much PT, no. With rifle training. And
tell me about that. Tell me about learning to shoot.
Well, it was only taking aim, because as country lads, we all learnt how to shoot. Same as rabbits and such like.
So you knew how to aim and shoot?
Oh, yes.
What about bayonet training or anything like that?
Never did any.
Just rifle or any other weapons?
Rifle. Oh, a Tommy gun and a Bren gun.
Do you mean the Thompson or the Sten?
The Sten gun.
Sten gun. Mm. What do you think of the Sten gun?
Oh, I think it was all right. Yeah.
Could you hit anything with it? It's supposed to have been quite inaccurate.
Well, it was only targets we were aiming at. And I think I did quite well with that. I got quite a lot of marks.
So you quite like this then?
Yeah.
What about the Bren gun?
We never had the Bren gun.
So it's just the rifle and the Sten?
Yeah.
Now, what other training did you get at Brighton?
More or less just drill.
Lots and lots of drill.
Lots
and lots of driver training. Well, you could drive already, but did you get any while you were there?
No, I was put through a test, of course. And I passed my driving test.
There was an army driving test, was there, as well as us?
Well, he just took me out on the driving test, and of course I've been driving 5 years then, and I passed out without any trouble as a driver.
How did you get on with the other lads, the other recruits? Did you get on well with them?
All right, yes, very well.
Were they all lads from the same background as yourself? How'd you get on with them? Any you remember?
I got on with everybody, really.
What about the NCOs? What were they like?
They were all right.
Treated you well?
Treated as well, yes.
What about the officers?
They were all right as well. Yeah, we got on very well with them.
Now, how long were you there for?
Three months. Yeah.
Was there any bombing while you were there? I don't know whether there were bombing in that time.
As it happened, the last day we were at Brighton, we were marching. About 5 o'clock in the morning, we're marching to the station, and he dropped a bomb on Hove. Well, that was next door to Brighton, wasn't it, Hove? Brighton and Hove. And that was the only bomb that I remember dropped on Brighton.
So, you were lucky.
Yeah.
Now, where did you go that September?
Aldershot.
Any particular barracks you remember, or do you know the name of your barracks?
No.
And this is still with it, just that you don't know what unit you were in. Just our Royal Army Service Corps.
Just Royal Army Service Corps.
Now, what were you doing at Aldershot?
Well, of course, it was on the papers that I was a chauffeur in Civvy Street. So they put me through a test for staff driving.
Now, what did that involve?
Driving officers. Just driving officers on the staff.
And did you enjoy that?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
I felt as though I was missing something. So I gave it up.
What do you mean by that? What were you missing?
Well, the company of the lads, you know, my mates, because I was stuck there just driving officers about.
And where would you take them? Just to
different companies.
So you just didn't like it. So what happened?
I gave it up. And I was posted to Chesterfield.
Now, who are you joining there? What was happening there? Do you remember when that was? You went to Chesterfield?
I think it was about September.
The same month, because I thought you said it was September when you went to Aldershot.
Well, it must have been October then.
So you weren't at Aldershot long then?
No, I weren't. Thank God.
Now, what were you going to do in Chesterfield?
We were working for the Eastern Command.
Doing what?
Distributing different things, whatever was wanted in the army.
So you were driving lorries. What lorry were you driving?
It was a Bedford. 3-ton Bedford.
And what did you think of the 3-ton Bedford?
It was a good wagon.
In what way? What was good about it?
Well, it was good on acceleration and power. So, it was a good wagon to us, you know.
Was it reliable?
Yes. Yeah, very reliable.
What speed could you get it up to? Roughly.
Well, we're limited to 30 miles an hour. No, we're limited to 20 then.
And you were driving supplies? Taking supplies. So you were just taking it between the different elements of Eastern Command round, and you were based at Chesterfield?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts in Chesterfield were you living? Were you in a camp or in billets or what?
In a tent, yeah. Camp.
Where was that?
Well, it was a disused coal tip.
Whereabouts?
Oh, I don't know.
So what was the camp like on this coal tip? Doesn't sound very comfortable.
Yeah,
you were in tents, were you? Or was
in
it
tents, yeah. And
what were conditions like?
On the camp?
Hmm.
They were all right, yes. Quite dry.
What about the food? Any better?
It was a little bit better, yes. Yes, it improved a lot, did the food.
And did you have much contact with the local people?
Yeah, we got on very well with the colliers. You know, in the pubs.
What would you do anyway? You go to the pubs. What was a night in the pub like then?
Oh, lovely.
Do you remember the names of any of the pubs you went to?
No, but I just remember the one that was near the Crooked Spire. No, I don't remember the names of them.
Did you drink much?
No.
About how many pints would you have on a good night out?
Maybe 3.
So it's just a social drink.
Mm.
Now, so how long were you at Chesterfield for? Or did anything happen? Anything, you know, or was it just routine driving these lorries?
Just routine.
So how long were you there for? You reckon from about October to when?
I really don't know. It'll be a few weeks.
What was your next move?
Chesterfield. Oh, when they were sent down to Luton.
What were you doing there?
Same thing. Distributing goods.
And where were you based at in Luton?
I think it was an old mill. I think it was a mill, a disused mill.
Was it comfortable or was it pretty rough in there?
Well, I suppose it was quite comfortable.
And Anything happened at Luton, or was it just the same?
Well, we were bombed quite a lot there.
Ah, tell me about the bombing then. What do you remember of the air raids? Any close escapes? What happened?
Well, one dinner time at 12:03, we were lined up to march to our dinners, and the German come over and he dropped a landmine, and it hit a hat factory and it killed quite a lot of girls there. Quite a lot died, and of course we had to go in and do what we could, and we found both of them lining up to clock out for dinner.
It must have been pretty horrific.
Well, it was nasty.
Anything else you remember from those air raids?
No. No, not much, I don't think.
So what next?
From Luton, we went to I think we'd go abroad.
And do you remember when that was?
I think it was May 1942.
So that's about 2 years of work at Chesterfield and Luton between them.
Yeah.
Now, were there any preparations for going abroad, or that you remember, or not that you knew? Embarkation leave or anything?
Oh yes, we got embarkation leave. We had a week.
What do you remember of that?
We were just to leave.
What did your parents think? Because they must have known you were going overseas.
Of course they were upset, you know. Because I'd already had a brother taken at Crete, prisoner of war. I had another brother taken in Singapore, was it? No.
Could have been.
He was taken at Japanese. I had another brother in India. I had two brothers in India. And had another in the Navy.
So your parents had a lot to worry about.
See, they had, yeah.